Be'ezer Hashem, today's daf is Daf Ches Amud Aleph that analyzes the Mishnah on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah told us that the soda is taken to the entrance of the Heichal and the Beis HaMikdash near Pesach Shar Nikanor, which is the place that is Mashkin Es HaSotos, Umetarin Es HaYolados, Umetarin Es HaMetzoron. The sota is given to drink there. The Mishnah on the five lines from the Ban Zayin Amud Aleph says, and the Yolos brings her karbanos there, and that is the place that the Metzora goes through the process of Tahara. Asks the Gemara, Bishle Mesotos Tachsiv Vehemin HaKoines Ish Lefnei Hashem. I understand that when it comes to sota, there the Pasuk expressly states that the Kohen will place the Isha Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem being Shar Nikanor. Bitzorai Nami Dichsiv by the Mitzor. It also says Lefnei Hashem in the sense Vehemin HaKoines Mitar. The Gemara doesn't quote the whole Pasuk, but it concludes the Osam Lefnei Hashem Pesach Olal Moed. So again, it says Lefnei Hashem, hence this requirement. Asks the Gemara, however, Ela Yoledes, my time, what is the rationale for Yoledes? In other words, there is no particular rationale that we're aware of, and we're not aware of any biblical source. Answers the Gemara, an attempted answer, Ilema, if we're going to say Mishum Da'asim Lekaimin Akorubainu, if we're going to say that the reason is because that she is supposed to stand on top of her karbon, next to her karbon, by the entrance of the heichal, the furthest that the isha can go, the sanya, as we learned in Abraisa, ain karbonu shaladam kravam ken omed al gabav, that a karbon is supposed to have the bialim next to it. The bialim are supposed to accompany the karbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Ihachi, zavim v'zavos nami. So then, Shar Nikanor would not only be the place for Yoledes to stand, even a Zav and a Zav would also stand there. And says the Gemara, Enoch and Nami, it's true. V'tanach adami nayu naket. Even by a Zav and Zava, it's also done at that place as well. Rashi in Dibar Masla Akurbunayu explains, Kishim akriven es akarbin kineim letarom b'achilas kodshim u'mitzvah la'odam sheyamod v'yishmar akarbon. What's the source that there is a mitzvah for a person to step and by his carbon? V'nafkalam b'sifri mitishburu lahakriv li b'mbo ado. The Tosek says, Tishmeru, u'mish yachal ikanis bazar nichnas, ve'elu shelo yicholos, v'nei shayim mechusar kapara. These individuals who cannot go in because they are mechusar kapara is not allowed to go into the heichal, omedes b'chalal shar nikonar shelo nitzkadish. At the entrance there was in Kedusha, and therefore the requirement of being omed akur benayu, that is taken care of. It's quoted that the Gvura Sari, the Shagas Aryeh, in Maseches Tainis on Chavav, Amud Aleph, raises the following question. The pasuk that Rashi quoted, Tishmeru, la'akriv li b'mo'ado, we know from the Karban Tamid, that the Karban Tamid is Tishmeru, la'akriv li b'mo'ado, and the Mishnah in Tainis says that there are mamados that are there by the carbon representing all of Klal Yisrael. V'chiheach karbono shaladam krav v'hu ein omed al gabov. And therefore, the maimid stands by the carbon. Asks the Gvura Sari, so then the pasuk Tishmeru is not talking about a carbon yachid, but it's talking about specifically the carbon sibur. And we know that a carbon sibur is more chamor because it's doche Shabbos and it's doche tuma. And there is the Gzeres HaKosov. Argues the Gvura Sari that this is a din, that's a mitzvah min amufchar. It's not ma'akev for a korban yochid. We use the korban sib as a model for the korban yochid. One of my rabbeim, Yeshiyas HaReinus Kolchanan, Rav Rosenzweig pointed out, Olas tamid ho'asuya Bahar Sinai, a carbon ola is referred to as the carbon ola that was done in Har Sinai, that carbon ola that was done, it becomes the prototypical carbon, and since it becomes the prototypical carbon, all other carbonos that are brought, we lock into that paradigm. Why do I mention that now? Because we see that even a carbon yachid is modeled after the ultimate carbon that was brought, Ha'asuya Bahar Sinai. And therefore, even the carbon yachid modeled after the carbon sibur. Hence, it could be that this works well with the Shagas Aryeh Yisod and the Gvura Sari and Tainis Chavav, that this is a model for the din daraisa by carbon sibur, which is a mitzvah min hamuvchar to do as well by carbon yachid, but not that it's ma'akev as it might when it comes to a carbon sibur. The Gemara continues and begins to analyze an interesting case. The Gemara continues with another halacha in regards to hashgah sota, and here the Gemara gets into an important klal that comes up a few places in Shas. 10 lines from the top, first word on the line is minayu. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, ein mashkin shtei sotas ka'achas kedei shlo yehei kibagas b'chaverta. We don't give 2 sotos to drink at once in order that they should not be comfortable with each other. We've already seen that the Gemara uses the expression that we don't want the sota to be gas bechaverta. We saw this that the Mishnah earlier had said in regards to giving the sota to drink in front of the shifcha, that the Mishnah told us. Her shifcha, the Mishnah said that we don't do that in order because she's comfortable with the shifcha, and then they buttress each other, and they encourage her not to be modus. So similarly, 2 sotas, they'll feel more comfortable with each other, won't feel as lone, and hence won't be modus. This is the opinion of the Tanakhim. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, but Rabbi Yehuda says there's a different reason for it. Not because of shelo yehi liba gas bichaverta, but rather Rabbi Yehuda omer lo min hashem uzeh, elo omer kra osa levada. The Torah says osa, vihikriv osa. The Torah says specifically her, she is going to drink the mei chatas and not anybody else. So it's done one by one, levada. V'tanakam o'oksiv osa. Tanakama Rabbi Shimon, Tanakama is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, the Dorish Taima Dekra. He's explaining the Taima Dekra. Ma Taim Kamer, Ma Taim Osavada, Kedei Shlo Yiz Lo Liba, Gas B'Chaverta. See earlier Shurim on Daf Gimel, where we discussed the fascinating position of Rabbi Shimon versus the Rabbanan about Dorish Taima Dekra. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Rabbanan and says that we would look for a rationale in the pasuk. Period. Says the Gemara, "My minai." What is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama? At the end of the day, one of them gave a rationale, one of them didn't give a rationale. One of them is the urge for the time of the car, one is not. The Ika Beinai Rose says, if a woman is very much afraid, you see she's clearly fearful, so then in such a case, there's no reason for us to be presumed that it's libo gaspa. It's clear that she's not libo gaspa. The other woman was introduced and she's clearly very, very fearful. So then, if we're introducing the time of the kara, then here, if you're dorish time of kara, then you would be mashke both them biyachad. Otherwise, if it's just a geras hakosav, also levada, one would not. Asks the Gemara, v'roses es mi mashkin, v'einos em mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. But we don't make mitzvahs into bunches, into groups. Rashi explains Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos in the following way. Let's take a look at that Rashi inside, because we will take some time off to discuss some basics in Chavilos Chavilos, both in doing the Gemara Rashi and Tosfos here, as well as in the Halacha Lamaisa. Beizur Hashem will discuss a little bit Chavilos Chavilos as well. Rashi says Chavilos Chavilos Shenira Mi Shehayu Olav LeMasoi UMemayer LeFarek Masov. Rashi understands that if you're going to do 2 mitzvahs in one swoop, it looks like it's a pain in the neck. You found the time that's most convenient to do all those mitzvahs. Let's get it done together to minimize the amount of time. It looks like a maso, it looks like a weight. The snan, as we find in the following, to the Oz V'Hodr changes the snan not to desanya. We stop to look for a moment that it doesn't seem that there is a Mishnah like this. So it seems that it is a brisa. Desanya, we learned that a brisa, ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas, ve'ein metarin shnei metarin ka'achas, ve'ein rotzen shnei avodim ka'achas. And we don't do, just like we don't have 2 sotos at once, we don't do the process of 2 mitzorayim at once, we also don't do the process after 6 years where everybody decides they wants to say, and his ear is bored, so there, we don't do that, and we don't do an egla rufa at once. Why? All these reasons are, as the Brisa says, l'fisheinos in mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. Because you're not supposed to look, according to Rashi's pshat, to make it appear as if it's a masoi. So we see from here that there's another reason outside of Rosh Hashanah, and that is chavilos. Amar Abai v'itema Rav Kana loy kasha. Kan b'kayin echa, kan b'shnei kan. Here the Gemara says an important chiddush when we would discuss the concept of chavilos from a Shas perspective, and it is, Gemara says that if we're talking about one kohen then who's doing both sotas, then it would be chavilos. But if you have two kohanim, so then in such a case, that would not constitute two different chavilos. One kohen did one isha, he did the whole thing. Then another kohen did something else, that would no longer qualify as if it looks like piruk maso, the way Rashi had learned. Rashi then says, "B'koyin echad havi chavilos, chen l'gabe avodim bebezden echad uba adon echad." Rashi adds also, if you did in one bezden with one master, so then in such a case, that would also look like chavilos. This rule of Eim Arvin, Ein Osim Mitzvos, chavilos, that Rashi says, that it appears as if it's a Masa'oi, this is the explanation that both Rashi and Tosos give by us. However, in Moed Katan and Ches on the Beis, Tosos gives another explanation for Ein Osen Mitzvos Chavilos. Tosos there in Dibra Maskul Afi writes, She'yie liboy ponu lemitzvah velo yifna atzma memenu, that he's able to give his entire attention to that mitzvah. And Tosis there equates it with the Freudian slip of before of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So therefore, Tosis seems to give a different explanation in Moed Katan for Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos. This is the subject of a lot of literature of the Achronim, of some of the Nafkaminos between the two. What we will do is just outline one Nafkamina that relates to Pshat. Tosis by us, in Dibra Maslov, Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos, in the short Tosos, tangentially, many of the Tosos in by us are in Sota are short, and also Tosos is very much dependent on the Yerushalmi, and to many Mumchim, this is a sign that our Tosos is a different type of Bali Tosos than the Bali Tosos that we usually have. Some ascribe this Tosfos to the following Mechaber, that some say that Tosfos was written by a later Bali Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rab Klonimus Mishapira, or Rabbi Meir ben Rab Klonimus, who were some of the later Bali Tosfos. Tosfos asks in Dibra Masal Vaha, Tema Mai Parech, Vahalo Ein Osa Mitzvos Chavilos, Leka El Isur Durabonon. This whole concept of Ein Osim Mitzvos is only a din d'rabbanan, Mishum d'mechzi ala kemasoi, v'inu pligu b'kroi. And these Tanoim are arguing about a discussion in the Pasuk. So what was the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking, Umi mashkin v'Ein Osim Mitzvos chavilos, asked us, it's a wonder, because we're talking on a level of Daraisa. It could be on a level of Darabana. There is a separate discussion. There we were discussing whether we learn Osa from Xeris HaKosa to tell us that you can't do two Sotas at once. The fact that there is a Din Darabanan, Tosus says, shouldn't affect the Halacha. So the Mitzvah and points out that Tosus is asking Al Pishi Tassam based on what this Bali Tosus said, these later Bali Tosus, maybe Rabbi Meir ben Rabbi Kleinemis, but the Bali Tosfos in Moed Katan, who could very well be a different set of Bali Tosfos, they gave a different explanation of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos, and their Tosfos equates it to the rule of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, which clearly Tosfos in Moed Katan Daf Ches, it equates to Dinei Da'oraisa. For example, whether you need a separate Gzeres HaKosov of a Samachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha is one of the discussion of the Bali Tosfos over there in Moed Katan, as well as in the Sugi and Ksubis. And the Mitzvah Eisan says that the nafkamina, if you will, between the two timing of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos, is whether you would have Tosis's question at all. But Tosal Pishitaso leaves it as a Tarchi. And we will discuss the scope of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos, Be'ezer Hashem B'li Neder, when we get to the Halacha section of the Daf. Be'ezer Hashem, the Gemara continues approximately 12 lines from the bottom of Ches Amid Aleph, analyzing the Mishnah that we had on Zayin Amid Aleph going to Zayin Amid Beis, where we had Rabbi Yehuda saying, Im hi haya liba gaspa, so then in such, Im haya liba noa, excuse me, if she was pretty, then in such a case, lo yahayu migaleu.
Says the Gemara, Lememra de Rabbi Yehuda Chayish Lihirura Rabbanan Lo Chayish. It seems that Rabbi Yehuda was Choshesh and the Rabbanan is not Choshesh, or Nachshesh. Ask the Gemara, Va'ipcha Shaminan Lehu. It seems that the exact opposite would be inferred in terms of Shitas Rabbanan and Shitas Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda over here, who's Choshesh Lihirura, in other cases doesn't seem to be. And the Rabbanan don't seem to be. Va'ipcha Shaminan Desanya. Ha'ish, when, God forbid, someone's being put to death, ha'ish mechasenos aperek echad milafanav, a man would be covered, even though he's going to be naked, but he's going to be covered in the front, va'ish ha'shnei prakim echad milafanav ve'echad milachareh, and she's covered both front behind, because both the front and behind is considered an erva. Rabbi Yehuda, v'chachamim omrim, ha'ish niskal arum ve'ein ha'isha niskal aruma. A man would be killed naked, but not a woman. Why? Because we're choshish for hearer. So here we've got the exact opposite. We've got Reb Yehuda, who has no concern about the Uruah when it comes to Misa, yet we've got the Chachamim who are concerned. So we have a Stira, because in our Sugya, Reb Yehuda is Choshish for her Uruah, and not the Rabbanan. Amar Rav HaHacha, Taima Maim, Shema Teitim Bezis HaKos, the Yiskurua Ba Pirchei Kuna. Over here, the woman might actually come out alive, and then the Pirchei Kuhuna will be drawn to her because of what they had seen. Hazam Hamistalka, but over there, in the sugya of Misas Bezdin, there ultimately we know for sure she's going to be killed. It comes to Sota, we don't know what's going to end up, so then we've got to be more concerned vis-a-vis the Pirchei Kuhuna. Asks the Gemara, V'chi Tema, Asa Ligruye Bachrin Yasa. And if you're going to say, but wait a second, once they see this, they will be drawn to do an Avera, Ha'amar Rava, that's not a question. Rava taught, Gemiri, we learned, to Ein Yisahara Sholet, Ela B'mash Ein Avros. The Yisahara is only Sholet on what a person sees. In other words, there will only be vis-a-vis this Isha and not another Isha. Tosis is bothered that in the Sukkah Maskel Gemiri, three lines from the bottom of the Yomit, then Chagigo Yud Aleph Amabez, the Gemara seems to say the exact opposite. And that is that we can't be Doresh Arayis Befanov, says the Sugya in Chagiga. There we're talking about learning complicated Sugya. So the Sugya of Arayis are not allowed to be discussed, even though the Erva Shalo Befanov, because Nafish Yisrael. The Yetzahara, as unfortunately we see Bizman Hazeh, the Yetzahara for Arayis is quite great. So if that's so, so then the Gemara says we're concerned even Shalom B'fanav. Yet our Gemara says when it comes to Arayis, we're not concerned. And it says when it's Shalom B'fanav. So it says Tos, not a question. Two lines from the bottom towards the end of the line. Tos says, V'lo kasha midi, d'hasam achi purusha. Me'achar shiro ha'erva pam achas, shuv mahar ha'charel lo'olam, afilu Shalom B'fanav. Ava machma shiro ha'niskeles aruma e'im mahar ha'charet. Tos says that over here, it's an iskeles that they saw aruma. So over here, they're not going to be Mahar Achrav. It could be that what Tosis is saying is really cutting down the simple reading of what Rava said. And that is that Rava was not saying that the Yetzirah would not be sholet on only the woman he saw, but rather because in this particular case, the end result was so destructive, was so awful, in such a case, then it would not cause for other averes. But maybe we could say that according to Tosos, that we would not say Ein Yetzirah Sholet El B'mash Ein Av Ro'os in regards to that particular woman, but that would cause him to do averes in other instances as well, as it seems the Gemara Chagigo Yud Aleph on the Beis says. What Tosos explicitly says is that when it comes to the rule Ein Yetzirah Sholet El B'mash Ein Av Ro'os, that does not apply in this case, because it only applies in this case because ultimately the woman is put to death. Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, Rabbanan, Lo Kasha? Wait a second, you just answered vis-a-vis Rabbi Yehuda, but according to the Rabbanan, you're still stuck. We still have a stira. Yet when it comes to Misas Bez, the Rabbanan are worried about here. All of a sudden here, when it comes to Sota, so then in such a case, the Rabbanan are not worried. Ela Marava de Rabbi Yehuda, de Rabbi Yehuda Lo Kasha Kiddushanina. We solved to understand Rabbi Yehuda as we had seen before, because since the Sota is put to death, then we're not worried about the Yetzirah. Drabbanan Nam Lo Kasha. Hacha Maitaima. Over here, why do the Rabbanan allow it? Mishum a pasuk that we've already quoted in the past from Yecheskel Chof Ches, Vishbati Zima Min Arz V'Nivasru Kol Anoshim. All the women will be forewarned. One day, women will be forewarned not to be mizane. So says the Gemara over here, when it comes to Sota, it's to forewarn the women. V'nasru Kol Anoshim. Hasam Ein Lecha Yisur Gadol Mizeh. However, when it comes to Skila, there is no greater ahasara than this, because ultimately the person is put to death. Therefore, you don't need the process of the nivul that's necessary. You don't need to be mivayish the woman, because the ultimate busha is her dead corpse. Says the Gemara, v'chi tem lo'avad be'etarti. Why don't we do both? When it comes to Misa's Bezin, do both Misa and Busha. If it's not necessary, we don't do it. Because an amazing klal, even though we're balancing this tremendous azhara of witnessing the process of Misa's Bezin, nevertheless, there's another mitzvah that's going on. Aside from warning the people, there's also a contradictory mitzvah, if you will, or another theme that has to be kept in mind. Amakra v'haftarecha kamocha. Yes, the rule v'haftarecha kamocha applies even in this case. Berar lo misa yafe. Choose a good death for him. And in this case, we choose a good death for her, in the sense that we are not mevayisher. Lema de Rav Nachman Tanoihi. So then what will come out is Rav Nachman's words is a machlokis tanoi. Because at the end of the day, Yehuda, who says that it's permissible to do the skila aruma, is not worried about Rav Nachman's rule, says the Gemara, no. Lo, the kuli alma isul Rav Nachman. Everybody agrees with the v'hocha b'hocha mefugi. Mar savar bizyune odif le tve mitzara de gufe. One says that the bizayon is even greater than Zara de Gufa, Umar Savar Zara de Gufa Adilfla Tfe Mibizuna. And the other Mandamar holds that the Bizayon is greater. So the Rabban who hold that we're worried about the Kvodo Shel Adam, so then he holds that Bizyono is Adifle Tfe Mitzara de Gufa, so that it's even more significant to him than the Tsar of the Guf. That is going to result in the following halacha, that we're going to say that the clothes should be left on, and in order that she should not be mispayeshet, because even though the misa is going to take longer to take place, the Gemara here is assuming that if the clothes are on, it's a slower and more painful death. The impact does not result in death as quickly. Nevertheless, Berar lo misa yafa says better to have a longer and more torturous death than to go through the busha. Umar savar tzara de gufa adiflei, and the other man, the Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, holds the tzara of the guf is greater, femi bizyone, and therefore we choose the greater misa for her, and that would mean having her killed in a manner that will have the process of bizayon, but ultimately will not have the same tzara de gufa. The Gemara continues on by quoting the Mishnah, Tana im hayashchayrim, if she was wearing dark clothing, mechasenosa bigodim michu arim, then what we give to her is not only black clothing, as our Mishnah said, if she was wearing white clothing, then she is garbed in black clothing, but if she is garbed in black clothing already, so then you give her even disgusting-looking clothing. Again, the whole idea being the process of trying to make her as menuval as possible. The Mishnah also said, "Hayalei chlei zahav," if there was gold jewelry that she was wearing, so then in such a case, that is removed. It says in Gemara, "Pshita, hasha nivule menavala." We just learned that you make her disgusting. Hani mi boy. So you would have thought that she should wear that. Mao, the same answers the Gemara. I would have thought Bahani Isla Bizayan Tvei, that it's even more disgusting for her. It's a greater nivel to continue wearing the jewelry with all the other bizyonos that are taking place to her. Small rope will also be acceptable. It doesn't have to be a Hevel HaMitzri, this coarse, heavy rope. Odom Mishum Da Amar Mar, or rather, the Mishnah later on is going to tell us on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, that everything that's done in the Sota process is Mida Keneged Mida. She dressed up in a
belt that was meant to draw attention, l'ficha koin mevi chevel mitzri kosher lo l'malam midadeha. And that's why we use specifically the chevel mitzri, because it is in contrast to the chagura, the belt that she put on to distract for aveira. So this coarse, ugly belt is put on in that place. So then we would say ma'akev. It is ma'akev. So essentially, the question is whether chevel mitzri is ma'akev is dependent on what its purpose is for. If the purpose is for to prevent the clothes from being dislodged, so then in such a case, any belt would do. But if it's specifically in regards to hichigrila bitzulzul l'fichach, and for that reason you have this core belt, so then it will be me'akiv. Amale, so Rav Huna responded to Rav Abba, Tini Tuha. We learned an answer to this question. The conclusion of the Mishnah is that it's in order to make sure that the clothes will not fall off. Hence, any rope would be acceptable, and a chevel mitzri is not ma'akev.
Tosfos Shantz made an astute point, where the Tosfos Shantz in Dibur Matzchil Chevel Mitzri points out that the side of the Gemara that thought that the chevel mitzri would be ma'akev when it comes to a sota does not make sense according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we had in our Mishnah that said that if there was a part of her that was good looking and would cause other people to be distracted by it, then in such a case, then the hair would not be undone, the body would not be, the clothing would not be undone. But there, it's explicit in the pasuk. The Torah says that there is priya that takes place. Nevertheless, the halacha is that it's not ma'akev because of the chashash hirur. Asks the Tosfos Shantz, so then what was the tzad to say that a chevel hamitzri would be ma'akev? For that reason, the Tosfos Shantz says that it must be that our Gemara had a havamina only according to the Rabbanan, who said priya, the ungarbing, would take place in all cases, and therefore it would possibly be ma'akev as well when it comes to chevel hamitzri. Tosfos further clarifies in Dibur HaMaskil Tanya exactly the parameters of the Shaila of the Gemara in regards to Chevel HaMitzri, and Tosfos feels, just to summarize one point of Tosfos, that the Havamina was never that it would Chevel HaMitzri would be entirely Ma'akev. Gemara continues. The Mishnah had said, V'chol harotze liroz bo yeroe, whoever wants would be able to witness this event, as well that the Mishnah had spelled out that there is a tremendous value in which v'nivasru kol hanashim, that the women who see it will be warned not to sin. Similar to the idea that we have in the Torah of v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yira'u, that when the people see it, it will encourage them not to be nichshal in this avera. Asks the Gemara, but there seems to be a slight contradiction. On the one hand, it says v'chol harotz liras bo yira'eh, ha'guf akasha, amrit kol harotz liras bo yira'eh, alma loshna gavri v'loshna nishi. Seems that there's no difference between whether it's men and women. Anybody who wants to watch. V'hadar tani kol anoshim mutaros. And later it says only the women are allowed to. The inference being that men would be prohibited. Nashim in, anashim lo. Sounds like the men would not be allowed to. Amar Abaye Yirgama Anashim. Abaye answered, no, what we're talking about is on the women. Tirgama, translate Anoshim. It's referring to, you have an aleph on the prefix, so then it is telling us A means, in Aramaic, could mean Al. Tirgama Al Noshim, it's referring to women specifically. So when the Mishnah says Kol Harotze Liros, it was talking about specifically women and not men. At this stage of the Gemara, according to Abaye, then men would entirely not be witnessing the event. Amalei Rava, v'ha kol harotze liros baroek tani. The language of the Mishnah does not seem to indicate it. It's whoever wants to watch. That's only 50% of the population, according to Abaye. Not kol harotze liros, but maybe 51%. They say now 51% of the world is women. Elam Rava, kol harotze liros baroek loshna gavri v'loshna nishi. Rava rejects Abaye, says that both men and women would witness the event. However, v'nashim chayov lerosa, however, women have a chiyuv. And that's why the Mishnah devoted a separate line, kol anashim mutaros lerosa, to get to this punchline, v'nashim chayov lerosa, shenemar v'nivasru kol anashim v'losa asena kiz ma sechna. In order that women should not come lidei Aveira. And therefore, they witness it to remind themselves of that.
We continue on, Bezer Hashem, with the Mishnah on the Chesam and Bez. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. B'midah she'adam moided ba moided in lai. With the measure that a person measured, that is how they themselves are measured. He kashta es atzma la'aveira. She adorned herself to do an aveira. Hamakom navla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes that she will be embarrassed. He golfa es atzma la'aveira. She sent herself into exile to do the aveira. In other words, she went out of her house in exile to do an aveira. Hamakom gila la. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends her into exile that she has to wander as a sota, possibly as described in the earlier Mishnah, that the sota was brought back and forth. B'yerech eschila ba'aveira? B'yerech eschila kama? She began with her thigh, ba'aveira tchila, first in the aveira, v'acha kacha beten, and afterwards the stomach followed, l'fichach tiloka hayerech tchila v'acha kacha beten. Therefore, the thigh is punished first, and then the stomach, ushar kol aguf lo polat. And the rest of the body is not punished, but rather the organs that were used for the aveira is what are punished. Amar of Yosef says the Gemara, apagav, the midah betela, bimida lo batel. Even though the midah, in other words, the ultimate punishment in the Torah, the four forms of Mises Bezdin, are batel, bimida, that God uses a type of punishment, a similar type of punishment, the idea, as our Mishnah said, bimida sha'adim modin bimbo, bimida, this concept of bimida, that is not batel. Damar of Yosef, v'chein tan rabchiyo, miyom shechar beis ha-migdosh, afal pisha batel sanhedre, arba mises lo batel, ever since the beis ha-migdosh was destroyed, even though the arba misos bezin are no longer operative, one needs. The arba misos are dependent on the mizbeach. The Ramban in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk of Tes, as well as the Rambam in Zagdom Luminyan HaMitzvahs, on the Pasuk in Perek of Aleph and Shmos, Me'im is bechi tikachan lav mus, say that if there is a mizbeach, then in such a case, there is misas bezdin. Hence, afal bisha batel sanhedrin, arba misas lo batlu. Faha batlu. Elo din arba misas lo batlu. Even though, if there's no mizbeach, bezdin can no longer do it, but rather the din of arba misas lo batlu. Explains the Gemara, Mishnah is chayv skila o noful min hagago chayv derasaso. If someone was required according to Torah law to be stoned, he would fall off of a roof, or a wild animal would run over him. Mishnah is chayv sreifa o noful bedleika o nachash manchisho. Someone who had the chiyuv of sreifa, for example, a bas kohen shezinsa, then would be burned by a fire or be bitten by a snake. Mishnah is chayv hariga. Somebody has to be killed. Onim Shalom Malchus. They were given over to kingdoms in those days. Capital punishment was swift with the sword. Olis from the general government, the secular government. Olis din Boinalov. Mishin is Chayef Chanika. Otovei Abinahar. Omeis Bisru Nachi. Either they would be drowned in the river, or they would die from a certain death, which is the lack of breath. Gemara continues to find sources to the notion that a person is punished mida keneged mida. Tanya haye Rebbe Omer minayin shebe mida she'adam moided by moided loy. How do we know that the way in which a person acted is measured out to him? Shenemar, now we quote a pasuk Yeshayo, b'sasa b'shalcha terivena. As per the measure of sasa, sasa refers in Torah as a measure, which also makes reference to the word sa'a. Sa'a, of course, being a prominent measure of wheat. Shalcha is an irrigated field. Tirivena refers to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu fighting against it, destroying evil. Ein li ela sa. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back in terms of the sa. Ein li ela sa asks the Gemara, minayin l'rabos tarko v'charzi, tarko v'ka, v'chatzi ka. These are different types of measurements. Rova v'chatzi rova. Toman v'uchla. A toman is an eighth of a kav, which is a chatzi lug. An uchla is a mount that's even smaller than that. So the Gemara says, how do you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu pays out even in that measure? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, as well in Yeshayo, here in Perek Tes, kol sa'on sa'an birash, that every sa'on is paid birash, with noise and anger. Not only does it speak about the sa, it also says kikol, all different types. Uminayin shekol pruta upruta mitzrefes l'cheshbon gadol. And how do we know that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay him back immediately, Rashi explains, but every single pruta that he violates amounts and amasses to a large amount, tamaloma achas achas limso the cheshbon. Pasuk in Kohelet says, "Re'eze matzasi amrokels achas la'achas l'mzal cheshbon." Everything adds up. Mechematzinu besota shebemida shemoda ba. Continues the Gemara three lines to the bottom. Modula, the way she had acted is now measured out to her. Hiyam dal pesach beis aliro slo. She stood out at the entrance of her house to see him, to go out to him. Sficha koyma midal shanikra maraklon elchol. And her embarrassment is shown to everybody at the Shar Nikanar. He parsed lo sadr nun. She spread out nice sheets to seduce him. Al rosh, spread out nice a sudar on her head. Leficha koin notel kipa me al rosha, and therefore the cover on her head is removed. Uminicha tachas regla, it's on the floor. He kashla panel, leficha panel marikos. She had made her face look nice, and then her face becomes morikos. There is a discussion when we say yerek. Yerek doesn't necessarily mean green, but it means unfitly. He kachalai now, she dressed up her eyes, aficha now boltos, her eyes bulge out in punishment. He kala sa'ara, she braided her hair, aficha kon sosara sa'ara, the coin takes it apart. Hiera salo be'etzba. She pointed to him with her finger. Lefichach tziparneha noshros. And there, for that reason, part of the punishment is the fingernails fall off. Hichagra lo betziltzel. She wrapped herself in a loud belt. Lefichach koin mevi chavela mitzri. Vekosha lo lamal midada. That's why a coarse belt is brought to hold down her clothing. We had in the Gemara earlier a discussion of whether that's ma'akev or not. He pashtalo asirachel, fichach yirefel nafas, he kabos al kreisa, fichach bitnatziva. She had relations starting with the thigh, therefore the thigh falls out, then with the stomach, and therefore the stomach implodes. He achilas ma'adani olam. She gave him good food to seduce him, fichach karbon al machol behema. Therefore, the Minchas Knos, unlike most Menachos, comes from Michael Behema. He eshkeseh yayin meshubach, because meshubachim, she gave him good wine to drink, v'fichem koin mashkemayim hamarim, v'mikida shacheres, and from a pitcher that is made of earthenware. Normally the kelim that are in the Beis HaMikdash are beautiful kelim. The keli here that's used is not respectable. He asked the Seisar, she didn't hit in Yosha Besesa Elyon Samba Panim. She didn't hit in, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the spotlight on her. The Yosha Besesa Elyon was brought out what she had done. The hidden Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Eov, Va'ayin Noev Shomra Neshef Lemelos Yishrenu Ayin Besesa Panim Yosim. The Noev, those who are over Averos, they wait for the dark, saying that no one is going to see them, and ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them back, shining the spotlight of Avera on them. Dover Acher, another way of explaining this idea. Yasa b'seisham alkom pirsim magaloi shenemar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, techasa sina b'meishon tigala rasa l'kol. Someone covers up their sina, their hatred. Here, sina was referred to avera. So then, ultimately, their evil is revealed in. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, to go to the halacha l'maisa applications from our sugyas on Daf Ches. The first sugya of Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas that the Gemara on Ches Amid Aleph had told us that one is not supposed to give two sotas to drink at once, or for that matter to be mitaher two mitzoras at once. The Gemara finally differentiated between one Kohen and two Kohanim. According to the conventional way of reading our Gemara, that one Kohen giving two sotas to drink at once would be osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. And we saw Rashi describe that the problem of chavilos chavilos is that it looks like it's a burden. But if you have two Kohanim doing it, each one is doing his job as a Kohen, it's not going to be a problem. Let us skip 2,000 close. Well, not 2,000, 1,500 years to the Magen Avram and to today's practical examples of Osa Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos, and then we're back and see the rationales in the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Simin Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Yud Aleph raises an absolutely fascinating examples of Ein Osa Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos and claims that it really depends on how you look at our Gemara. What happens if you bring in two children at once for a bris? Is that a problem of osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos? Eventually we'll discuss what happens if there are twins. A mother had two boys, and their milah is supposed to be on the same day. Or, for that matter, is it appropriate to take out two sifrei Torah? Isn't that a problem as well of osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos? The Magen Avram, let us work backwards, says that that is a machlokis between the Rambam and Tosos. He claims that the Rambam holds and reads our Gemara almost in the exact opposite way than we had read it according to Rashi. And that is that according to the Rambam, there is actually no problem with having one Kohen give two sotas water to drink, because he's doing one after the other. In such a case, there is no problem of osa mitzvos chavilos chavilos. When do you have the problem of osa mitzvos chavilos chavilos, the Magen Avram claims, according to the Rambam, is when you have two Kohanim that are allowing one event to happen at the same time. That's hectic. According to the Magen Avram, according to the Rambam, that is the problem. Hence, says the Magen Avram, according to the Rambam, what will emerge is the following. And let's read from the Magen Avram's words. V'hinei l'Rambam mutar l'havi shnei tinokos b'bas achas v'lomol z'achar kach zeh. You could bring in two children into the shul, and it doesn't look like a masoi. The only time there's going to be a problem of osa mitzvos chavilos chavilos is if you're going to be doing it simultaneously. But ze'achar zeh is not going to be a problem. The problem is going to be if you've got two mo'alim doing it at the same time. That is going to be Ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Therefore, according to our Rashi and our Tosos, who disagree, our Tosos seems to say that the problem is that it looks like it's a masui, so to bring them in at once looks like you're trying to get it in and over quickly. So therefore, the Magen Avram concludes it will be prohibited to bring the two children in at once and to do the milah one after the other. He argues a kula, though. If you would have two mo'alim doing it at once,
the Tosas disagreed with the Rambam and said that if you've got two Kohanim doing it at once, then it is not going to be a problem. Similarly, two Mo'alim doing it at once is not going to be a problem. Magen Avraham deduces this startling position of the Rambam from the Rambam's Lashon in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, where the Rambam does not differentiate between two Kohanim versus one Kohen. Rather, he just says, Ein mashkim sol shtei sotos kachas. Never have the Hashkoah happen at once. Never have the Mila happen at once as well. There are other practical implications from this, for this point. Says the Magen Avraham, we actually all the time get involved with this focus between the Rambam and the Tosas. The fact that we take out two Sifrei Torah at once shows us that we are not concerned about the fact that they're coming out at once, as long as they're not being read at the same time, they're not open at the same time, as in Shulchan Aruch says, to be careful to close, to do glila on one before we open up the other, as our custom. So then in such a case, the Shulchan Aruch is following the position of the Rambam, who has no problem to bring in two children as once, as long as we're doing one after the other. The Magen Avraham therefore says what would follow is the same thing in regards to bringing two kosos of the Birchas Ha'erison and the Birchas Ha'suin, that there would be no problem of bringing both of them in together as long as the brachos are not being taken, are not taking place simultaneously. It's striking, the Magen Avraham points out, alludes to this idea, is that the Shulchan Aruch over here seems to say when it comes to the Birch in Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph, I believe, of Eben Ezer, Simon Samach Beis, there we have the Hakpada to be careful not to bring the two Kosas at the same time, which all of a sudden the Shulchan Aruch seems to be taking Tosas' approach. So bottom line, before we go a little bit deeper to summarize the positions, we have a fascinating machlokis between the Rambam and Tosas. This is all and Rashi, all through the eyes of the Magen Avraham in Kuf Mem Zayin Yud Aleph, that according to the Rambam, there's no significance attached to the fact that there were two Kohanim that were doing it at once. And therefore, the critical fact, according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Rambam, is that the Hashkoah not take place simultaneously. Therefore, two children could be brought in for Mila simultaneously, while the Magen Avraham claims that according to Tosos, it would be inappropriate. It would be a problem of Os and Mitzvos Chavilos. Chavilos. Same would apply for Sifrei Torah, which we clearly don't follow in many Batei Knesios, as well as in regards to the Kos of the Birchas Ha'erison and Nesuin, there might not be a problem as well of Os and Mitzvos Chavilos. Chavilos, even if the two Kosos are brought out at once. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to all of a sudden, when it comes to the Kosos, to be concerned, and therefore they should be taken out according to Shulchan Aruch at different times. Maybe we could add that this discussion of the Magen Avraham between the Rambam and Tosos, I wonder whether it gets involved in what is the source and the rationale of Ein Os and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. In our Gemara here in the Daf, we had discussed that according to Rashi and Tosas by us, the issue that's at play is that it looks like it's a burden. If you're going to bring them both out at once, then it's going to appear as a burden. However, according to Tosas and Moed Katan, we had mentioned, Tosas and Moed Katan says that you have to be able to be focused. Kadeshi libor ponui lemitzvah. Don't mix up Don't mix up one simcha with the next. According to the Magen Avraham's definition of the Rambam, maybe, ulai, the Rambam seems to be closer to Tosas' position in Moed Katan. See the Magen Avraham, who then shows that Tosas' question in Dibur HaMashkel Kan B'Shnei Kohanim falls away according to the Rambam. But Tosas' question is asked, Al Pi Shitaso, that would be something that could be analyzed in an Iyun Shir. But what emerges then is these two discussions about, or two approaches about how we look at Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos. One more source that entirely seems to ignore the approach of the Magen Avraham is quoted in the Masifta edition in the Pnine Halacha, that the Shas Tshuvas HaTashbeit and Chelik Beis Simim Mem Beis claims that Mila will never get involved with Osa Mitzvos Chavilos, try to convince the mother that they shouldn't bring their son into the shul for the bris because they're on deck. So the Tashbeit says, you don't have to worry about that. His Lashon is quoted over here is, Vafilu Shnei Tinokos V'Shnei Bnei Adam Lo Dami Lahani. It's not comparable to the case of Sotos. Mishum Dahanach Mitzvos Rami Olaya De Bezmel V'Nei Adam Chalukin. When it comes to, the Avadim case, that depends on two different people. Avol Mila De Rami Al Av V'Kol Chad V'Chad Mechayiv L'Mimo Brei Lo Adam Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. By the Mila, there are two independent chiyuvim, it's not on one person, in contrast to the case of the mitzvah of the Kohen to give the sota to drink. So he's giving two sotas, so in such a case, then he is in violation of the mitzvah of chavilos. But here you got two different fathers with different chiyuvim, that does not apply. It seems that the Magen Avraham is not assuming like this opinion of the Tashbeits. Another fascinating topic that comes out of our daf is on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara quoted Rava, and we had a very important Tosos, and it relates Halacha L'maisa to call Isha over a radio. The Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, Rava had said, Gemiri de'en yetzahara shaylet ela b'mashe'en of ra'os. The yetzahara only rules over something that a person is seeing, and therefore, if a woman is put to death, even if he once had seen her, we're not afraid, in an improper manner, we're not afraid that that will cause him to come li'avera. Tosas Nibur Masal Gemiri says that that's not true, that the Gemara in Chagiga on Yud Aleph Amabeis says that we're worried about Nafish Yitzray, whether it's Befanav or Shelo Befanav. Now here, Tosas answers in the following words. I'm going to read Tosus's words, because the way you read Tosus's words is to become a halacha lemaisa machlokis between the Chelkas Yaakov, quoted in Shalos Utshuvas Yabia Omer Chacham Avadia in Chelek Aleph Simin Vav, and Chacham Avadia himself is going to read Tosus's words differently. What are we going to do about the fact that the Gemara in Chagiga says that Arayis Bein Mefan and Bein Shelo Mefan Nafesh Yitzrayis? So Tosus answers, V'lo Kasha Midi, it's not a question. The Hasam over there, Hachi Pirish Me'achar Shiro Eva Pamach Hashuv Mahar Acharei Le'olam, Filo Shelo Mefan. Once he saw the woman in the inappropriate way, or in any way was involved in Erva, so then we're afraid for it ever. Afilo Shelo Mefan. O Machma Shiro Haniskela Saruma Eina Mahar Achar Acheres. But the fact that he saw the Niskelas Aruma, so that will not cause him to think about another woman. Now, according to the Chelkas Yaakov, points out that what emerges then from our Gemara is the following. Our Gemara permits, if there isn't going to be an interaction again with any type of erva, so then in such a case, then we vote the rule, Ein yetzara sholet elo bema she'ena rose. And maybe one could argue, as the Mekilim quoted in the Shas Tshuva Tzibiyah Omer, want to argue that in regards to music, if you didn't know the person beforehand, so then in such a case, then maybe there would be room to be makil if you weren't coming into contact with the erva again. However, argues the Shas Tshuva Chelkas Tokev Yaakov, but over here, he says, no. Here, you're now hearing the sound at this time, so then it's true. Ein yetzer sholet ela b'ma she'en of rose of what happened in the past. But to hear, as Chazal say, kol b'isha erva right now, then that is going to be problematic. Chacham Avadia says that if you read Tosus, Tosus seems to be saying that this would only apply to someone that you had seen. That if you already see the person and know the person, so then in such a case, then we're worried. What happens if the woman that's singing is not someone that was ever seen before? So he says like this. He says that Tosus had said that if you were raw, the erva pamachas, shuv maharach harel. He disagrees with the assumption of Chelkas Yaakov that listening to the sound is considered as if now you're being connected to the erva. He assumes Ein Yetzer Sholat El Mashen of Rose does not include voice. However, if you had seen the person, so then in such a case, then you always have to be worried. But if you had not seen the person, so then in such a case, one does not have to worry. I am not convinced of Chacham Avadya's Heter Ad Hasof, because at the end of the day, it is true that Tosa says that the time we are worried is if you had already seen the Erva, and it could be that Chacham Avadya is right, that maybe we would say that the Kol B'Isha doesn't apply because Ein Yetzer Sholat Ela B'Ma She'enov Ros. But at the end of the day, Tosas only contrasts this to a case of a woman who has been killed. In other words, Tosas says that if you've seen the Erva before, so then in such a case you'll always have the problem in being Nichshal. In contrast to, you see a woman where you were exposed to the Erva and then you're killed, so then in such a case, then we say this rule, Ein Yetzer Sholat Ela B'ma She'ein of Ra'os. However, maybe the Gemara and Tosas are only saying it in terms of the drama, as Tosas describes. Avo Machma Sharon Eskel Saruma Ein Maharach Haracheres. He doesn't come to think about another woman. However, Kol B'Isha Erva, if you assume, like most poskim, that the Kol is considered the voice of the Isha itself, it's hard to see that Tosas is expressly being matir a case in where the man had not seen the woman at all. All Tosas is coming along and saying is that if it's a woman who is going to be dead, so then in such a case, then Ela B'mash Ein of Ros. That Tosas is coming to be matir the sound of a radio is hard to see from the words of the Gemara, because at the end of the day, we know Kol B'Isha is going to be Erva. Yet, of course, this is a machlokas between Gedolei Olam. The Mesivta Gemara in Aliba de Hilchos on the Pnini Halacha quotes this. Unfortunately, they do not quote the Tshuva of Chacham Avadya, who goes through many of these sheets as well in Chelek Aleph Simin Vav, although we feel that the proof from Tosos is dubious.